The Western Cape is continuing public hearings today on what is popularly being called the Uber Bill. It's called the National Land Transport Amendment Bill. There were hearings last night in George, and there are hearings later on today here in the city of Cape Town. And the idea is to see e-hailing services, Taxify and Uber, regulated. Nceba Hinana is the chair of the Provincial Standing Committee on Transport and Public Works. Nceba, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to the listeners. Thank you very much.
Give us some idea of exactly what the bill involves in terms of regulating Uber and Taxify and any other e-hailing services which might try to establish themselves.
Okay. Firstly, this is not the Uber bill. Because many people are referring, as we are saying, that it is the Uber bill. It's not the Uber bill. It's the National Land Transport Amendment Bill that talks about the operations of Uber, Taxify, and all people that are using the roads. I'm talking about pedestrians and the cyclists. And the bill regulates the industry, that in order for us to accept the quality services that they are providing, there need therefore to be a regulation that is going to control and monitor the competition amongst all the stakeholders. Because if a classical example of what happens in Johannesburg, of the Uber drivers and their cars being bent and the drivers killed, it's because we are avoiding a situation of that other people are operating without the licenses, are not regulated, and there is no peaceful environment for all providing services to compete. So,
Nceba, I get the background. Thank you very much for that. But what is in the bill? How does it regulate these services?
The regulation is about, for instance, that the whoever is using the transport must have the permit of doing that.
But isn't that the case already?
But that is not the case, because the regulation is not encompassing the coexistence of the of all those operating. Hence, we are finding that there is a fight amongst themselves, and that the cyclists, as I say, that they are part of this bill, that they are being bumped and hit over, run over by this. So the bill allows them that they must coexist, but in their coexistence, they must operate peacefully with all other competitors. And the quality, therefore, of the services that they are providing has to be the one that is going to attract the commuters, instead of one being the target of the other competitor.
I must admit I'm confused, because Uber cars are being impounded and Uber drivers are having to pay 9,000 rand to get their cars out of impoundment. And the reason the cars are being impounded are because the Uber drivers are judged not to have the necessary permits. So they do require permits. So regulation which requires them to have permits seems to me to be duplication, or not. What am I missing?
Yes, you are not missing anything. But the issue of the pounding because of some of the regulations that are being infringed or broken. But with their invitation that you are calling, because today the presentation is going to be made by the national officers from the Transport and Public Works of explaining to the industrial drivers that this is what the regulation is all about, so that nobody is going to have his car impounded and yet that person complies with all of the roadworthy rules and the regulations. The presentation, therefore, is for them to come and explain to the drivers or to the owners in that industry so that they can accept that all what the regulations about the road must be complied with. Roadworthiness of the cars,
okay.
Driver's license, the permit, the routes,
got
and
you.
Marking of the cars.
Yeah, I know that there are quite a few Uber drivers who listen to us. So where is this briefing and when?
The briefing is going to be at 6 o'clock in the provincial legislature at Wayne Street.
Thank you very much, Nceba Hinana, Chair of the Provincial Standing Committee on Transport and Public Works. If you're a member of the public who's interested, or an Uber driver, or an Uber owner, then the Provincial Legislature in Wales Street at 6 o'clock will be of interest